We did actually try Street Angels in Manchester several years ago. I think the problem with Manchester is it's such a big city, and really you've got six or seven town centres within that sort of one city centre. So really you need lots of teams out there. Obviously there's the Street Pastors that work now in Piccadilly area. There's the Village Angels that work in the Canal Side area. We want to work with them to get something even better going in Manchester.
What do you think about Key 103's idea to get this drive going to do just that?
I think it's fantastic. I think it's great that Manchester's biggest radio station is doing such a thing. And let's get behind this as a city and let's really see something positive happen, you know, that's going to be here long term for the city. We're not just into short term solutions. In 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years' time, we want Street Angels still to be here. And we need the teams of people that can get behind this. We need the management team. We need the people that will actually head this up, that will sit and form committees. Even though that might be not as interesting as being out on the streets, it's very much needed so that we have this long-term solution, as well as the volunteers that are willing to give up their Friday and Saturday nights to make Manchester an even safer place to be.
How much of a difference do you think Street Angels could make in Manchester?
We're now working in about 125 communities across the country. Many of them report massive reductions in violent crime. I know Chichester, the police down there, released some figures about 2 or 3 weeks ago. They've seen a 57% reduction in Chichester on the nights when the Street Angels in that town run. Similar things can happen in Manchester.
We've seen quite a few tragedies in Manchester over the years, people vanishing on nights out, and unfortunately, you know, their bodies have been found at a later date. This is about preventing that, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, obviously, we won't prevent every tragedy, and every loss of life is a tragedy. If we can prevent just one or two, you know, that's going to be fantastic.